For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Members of Congress speaking out about the apparent cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing by the Saudis. On NBC's Meet the Press, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina calls the future of the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia and its crown prince problematic.
I don't believe that you can have someone who would authorize this sort of an act, be in a position of power with a nation that's very important to us, but we have to have limits as to how far we would go to work with them in a very difficult, complex part of the world.
Senator Bob Corker is calling on Turkey, which has said it has tapes from the killing in Istanbul, to turn them over to the United States. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures a caravan of thousands of migrants from Central America should never reach the U.S. border.
Mexico's the key. These caravans have to go through Mexico. Well, Mexico should stop them.
President Trump saying he'll call in the military if Mexico can't stop them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Politicians hitting the Sunday talk shows responding to questions about President Trump's decision to pull out of the intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty with Russia. On Fox News Sunday, Senator Paul Rand says the president shouldn't follow his national security advisor's advice.
I think John Bolton is the one advising the president to get out of the INF treaty, and I don't think he recognizes the important achievement of Reagan and Gorbachev on this.
The GOP chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells CNN's State of the Union the president may be trying to get Russia to stop violating the pact.
This could be somewhat like the fact that they were going to end NAFTA and then ended up negotiating some small changes, and it looks like that it's going to be extended. So this could be something that's just a precursor to try to get Russia to come into compliance.
The head of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Russia's upper house of parliament says on Facebook that a U.S. withdrawal from the treaty would mean mankind is facing full chaos in the nuclear weapons sphere. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With midterm elections approaching, incumbent Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, went on ABC's This Week, where he was asked to describe his relationship with President Trump.
I work with the president in delivering on our promises. What I told the president the week after the election, I said, Mr. President, I want to do everything humanly possible to roll up my sleeves and lead the fight in the Senate to deliver on our promises, to cut taxes, to cut job-killing regulations, to secure the border, to confirm strong constitutionalists to the Supreme Court and the federal courts, to rebuild our military. And we've done all of that.
Cruz's opponent, Beto O'Rourke, said at a CNN town hall recently that he would still vote to impeach President Trump. During a recent campaign rally in Montana, President Trump praised GOP Congressman Greg Gianforte for assaulting a reporter and calling him my guy. Republican Senator Ben Sasse tells CNN's State of the Union, most people don't take that kind of remark seriously.
No, it's not okay, but I do think that it's sort of baked into the president's stock price that sort of this amoralistic take he has on it is just what most people think the president's going to do, and most people where I live sort of ignore most of it. Some think it's funny, some are really anxious about it, but most people just think, well, that's kind of how the president talks.
There's a manhunt underway in Georgia for the suspect who shot and killed a police officer who was answering a 911 call. 30-year-old officer Antoine Tony died Saturday after he was shot while approaching a suspicious car. For USA Radio.